Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are going to our main study. That is the history of the warfare. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, chapter 2, verse 11.
Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
His devices. We are not ignorant because the Spirit of God has opened our eyes to understand how he works, how he fights. Praise the Lord. You can see from the scripture we read in Revelation chapter 12, that first and foremost, hallelujah. The word, remember, Satan's angelic name is Lucifer. He is called Lucifer. Praise the Lord. But he became Satan after he was cast down from glory. But he is still Lucifer. Satan is another name for fallen angel. They fall from grace. Praise the Lord. And I was sharing with some ministers that it was after the message that it occurred to me that while I spoke about the sin unto death, and I mentioned five, I said that I forgot that there are actually six, not five. The sixth one is pride. For that is what Satan was guilty of. So if you are going to write it, better include in your sermon note, number six is pride. He said there are six things, yes, seven, that he, the Lord, hate in Proverbs chapter 6. One of them is a proud look. And because of pride for his position, he lost his position in heaven. And it is a sin unto death. Death sentence has been hanging on him. Don't bother to pray for Satan. He will never repent. And Satan knows that he has appointed time. He knows this principle. It is we that don't know it. He knows that he has crossed the border when he tried to be like God. When he coveted worship. Any man, any woman that covets worship, that is sin unto death. God will not share his glory with any human being. Praise the Lord. So he was cast down. And when he was cast down, it is then, hallelujah, him and all his one third the angels that followed him. Listen very well. This God is very interesting, very interesting. Shortly from now, after today, I don't know when, but very soon, I'm going to preach a message that I titled The Testing and the Fall of Satan. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because there are lessons for us to learn there. Satan, listen very well. Hallelujah. This earth is God's laboratory for testing. I'll prove it in that message. But Satan, when he fell, I remember this is that somebody asked in Revelation chapter 20, he said that Satan is bound and thrown in the bottomless pit for how long? 1,000 years. During that period, Christ and we, his bride, were ruling this earth for 1,000 years. That's Revelation 20. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then he stays there, but the Bible says that after some time, after the 1,000 years, Satan is loose for a short period. Why is he released for a short period? The reason is so that, amen, before we qualified to go in the rapture, we were tested. Hallelujah. Now, before we are where we are, Now, for 1,000 years, there are children that were born that did not know anything about Satan. They only knew a world of righteousness, peace, no sickness, no death. No armed robbers, no accident, no nothing, nothing, no hospital, nothing. For 1,000 years. But God knows everybody who we are by foreknowledge. So that everybody will manifest. You have seen the kingdom of righteousness. You have seen peace on earth. Okay. Let's see whether you will follow this Jesus or somebody will take your mind away from him. Then he releases the one in charge of that ministry. The Antichrist. For a short period, and he will go around and deceive the people again, and there will be some that will follow him. So that you will know the reason why you are going to the lake of fire together with him. That was the position in heaven. He was able to deceive 1/3 of the population of angels in heaven to follow him in his rebellion. Hallelujah. They followed him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These are the ones that were cast to the earth here together with Satan. And the Satan, blessed be the name of the Lord, when he was cast down, angry, he's so angry that the position I lost, Adam, you want to take it, Abby? Son of God. Me too, I was son of the morning, not just ordinary son of God. I was the chief cherub. I was the closest to God. That same God now comes to have fellowship with you every time. Me, I can't have fellowship with him again. Therefore, he decided to torment all the creatures of God, especially man. And that is when he became a tormentor, otherwise known as a devil. Who is devil and who are devils? They are fallen angels that have decided to be tormenting the children of God. To be tormenting the creatures of God. To be tormenting all human beings. So, he was Lucifer who became Satan, thrown down. And now is in the ministry of tormenting. For the thief coming up to steal, kill, and destroy. He is therefore called devil. Listen, so that you know this terminology. I'm trying to put a picture so that you will know how to pray, how to channel your prayer. Sometimes you are channeling your prayer to a wrong source. I want you now to pray targeted prayer by knowledge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why he said, we are not unaware of your devices. The devices that Satan uses to torment us, they are called demons. Demons, therefore, are his weapons that he uses. Demons are not fallen angels. Demons are not devils. Demons are the weapons that devils use to torment you and torment us. Can I repeat it? Traddock, are you people hearing me?
We are with you, sir.
Eh? Healing and deliverance. I say it again. Beautiful Satan is still beautiful, but he lost his glory. Therefore, he has become Satan, fallen angel. And because he is angry that he has been sent here, he has lost his position, all the other creatures of God, especially man, he has decided to torment them. Therefore, he is a tormentor. That is the word, devil. This devil is a description of his wicked heart. What does he use to torment us? Before he's called devil, he uses demons. We're looking at demonology. Demons are the weapons that he invents to torment us. Hallelujah. Therefore, you can destroy the weapons, but you cannot destroy the devils. Because the devils, their punishment has been reserved till the end in the lake of fire. It's Satan and his angels, nothing they can never die. But the weapons that they use, they are the demons. They are the ones that they can be destroyed. You can destroy them and they will be destroyed and you will be free. But the demon, hallelujah, they are demon, but the devil that prepared that and threw it at you, he is still alive. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God. Praise the Lord. These demons, there are physical demons and there are spiritual demons. Physical demons are agents of Satan that are visible to the eyes. For instance, the seed of the serpent. If you notice, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 15, Hear his description.
And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood.
Now you can see that Satan is described here as the serpent. Just simply to let you know that is the spirit that possessed that serpent. Okay, go on. Read it.
And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that it might cause her to be carried away of the flood.
That is referred to. It is Satan that is being referred to there as the serpent. And now, who did Satan use to bring down mankind, bring down Eve and Adam? Who did he use? Therefore, serpent was a physical demon. Hallelujah. You will have observed that God did not, God knew the spirit, knew that it's serpent, it's Satan that inspired him to do that. But he did not pass judgment on the spirit that moved him. He did not pass sentence on the devil, on Satan, that pushed him to do what he's doing. Immediately, did God listen to a serpent?
No, sir. No, sir.
Have you taken it? Let's read it. Genesis chapter 3.
Verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done?
Listen very well.
And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did it.
Who did it?
The serpent beguiled me, and I did it.
First, he asked Adam.
Verse 11. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked?
Yes.
Hast thou eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?
And what did he say?
And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me.
He said, the woman cursed. Verse 13.
She gave me of the tree and I did it. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done?
Woman, what do you do like this?
And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me and I did it. And the Lord God said unto the serpent.
Did he ask him, why did you do it? What did he do when he came to the serpent? What did he do? Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle. He immediately pronounced judgment on that demon. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The seed of the serpent. That's why Cain, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 12, is referred to as of
not
that
as
wicked
Cain,
one.
Who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brothers righteous.
He was a serpent seed. Who is a serpent seed? They are instruments that Satan will use in that battle against the seed of the woman. against the church. Praise the Lord. Physical demons. All of a sudden, hallelujah. Remember that in Revelation chapter 12, he said he was waiting. As soon as the woman brought forth the child, the Bible in Revelation chapter 12 said that he was waiting to destroy that seed of the woman. When was that fulfilled? It was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 2 from verse 16.
Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men.
Yes.
Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying,
it was already prophesied before. Go on, verse 18.
In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not.
Listen, hallelujah. It physically, everybody will be looking at the Herod, looking at the Herod, looking at the Herod. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we are now seeing from Revelation chapter 12 that it was Satan that was looking for Jesus Christ that was born to kill him. And when he disappeared, they didn't know where he was. Oh, glory be to God. That's the reason why I say, amen, that Satan is not omnipresent. Satan is not omniscient. That's why William Branham said that except you speak it out, Satan can never know what is in your heart. Oh, glory be to God. That's why you must be careful how you speak, how you share concerning your expectations. Because unless that witch, that demon hears it, he can never work against you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so even God himself, before Jesus will be born, he sent Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6 to blinding Israel. So they didn't know what was happening. So Satan didn't know. Satan was still ruling them through Herod, his demon. And unknown to him, God was doing a coup through a virgin birth. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as soon as the wise men now spoke out, Herod didn't know. Satan didn't know. But as soon as those wise men came and said, where is the king that was born in Israel? That was when that demon stared up Herod. Please, go and find out. And then when you know where he is, let me know so that me too I will come and worship him. Because Satan did not know where he was. And just before he could realize it, God told Joseph, oh yeah, take off and go and hide. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Go and hide in Egypt. And when Pharaoh died, and so because he looked for him, he didn't know where he was. Hallelujah. And he could not locate him. That demon steered him up. And he calculated from the time those wise men came, the child cannot be more than 2 years. Therefore, all male children from 2 years down, kill all of them. They were looking for Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They were looking for Jesus. Somebody here, they will look for you, they cannot see you. Because we are under the blood. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, we serve the Lord. He's my refuge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the joy of being a Christian. And let me announce this to you. If you are a child of purpose, and every one of us here, we are children of purpose. For God called us according to his purpose. Unless you fulfill your purpose, nobody can get us. We cannot die. No, you cannot die. You can use the demons to torment me, but you cannot take my life. They tormented Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When they came to arrest Jesus, I love what he said. They came to arrest him with steps, with sticks, with knives, everything. To arrest one man, see all of you. He said, I've been with you for all this while. You're coming to arrest me with all these weapons. I have been with you all this while. Amen. But listen, amen. It is because my time has come, that's why. If my time has not come, if you like come with anything, you will not be able to hold me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nobody have this assurance. Have this assurance. Don't be afraid of death. Nobody can get you, can cut short your life until your time is up. And only God has the time. Only God has the time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If they are trying to kill you, you will see it in a dream or a prophecy will come, like Joseph had concerning Jesus. Hallelujah. And you will leave that spot. You will not travel. They are waiting for you. God will come and inform you, don't you go. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why we have the word of knowledge. Physical demons. All the kings of European nation, they were that beast we saw in Revelation chapter 12. They were demons. Physical demons that Satan was using. All the enemies of Israel, they were always motivated, inspired by Satan to deal with Israel. All because they are children of promise, including the present day Palestinians. They are demons. Demons. See how he walks. Praise the Lord. It's always the one who push you. He will push you. Praise the Lord. And for your information, amen, listen very well. A seed of God that you allow Satan to use you against another child of God, you are a demon. You say, can I prove it in the Bible? Yes. Oh, glory be to God. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1.
And Satan stood up against Israel.
Again.
And Satan stood up against Israel.
Who is the person that is against Israel? 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1. Who stood up against Israel?
Satan.
How did he do it?
And provoked David to number Israel.
Hey! God told David, don't do census. Don't count the Jews. The reason is, if you count them, you will go and face the enemies that are more than you in number, then you'll be discouraged. Or you will think it's because of your number that you are having victory. God wanted to take the glory in all battles. Then Satan, who knows how to do it? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He pushed David, no matter how Joab did everything to convince David not to do it. David insisted. And they went and did a census of the children of Israel. And the anger of the Lord came down and he sent pestilences. And in one day, 70,000 Jews died for allowing yourself to be used to destroy the children of Israel. David, you're a demon. Yes, he's a demon. Yes. A physical demon that Satan used. 70,000 died. And everybody's looking at David. But God saw that it was Satan that caused that to happen. Satan will not use you in the name of Jesus Christ. Another set of demons that can be children of God, praise the Lord, is Dathan, Korah, and Abiram. Eh? They were playing politics in the church. They were playing politics in the church. And because there are some people that stopped coming to church because these agents of Satan, these demons, they played into their hand like those in the hand of that dragon, that dragon and third population from heaven. And they drag some people away from church. And they are all wandering stars everywhere. And no place, no fellowship, nowhere to go. Some of them are just sitting down in heaven. I mean, in their homes. They're just sitting down at the home. Some of them are listening to me now in their home. As I'm talking now, you decided to become online member in Lagos here. You are a victim of Deta, Kora, and Abiram politics. Within the church, I repeat, Satan will not use you against any child of God in the name of Jesus Christ. These demons are the ones referred to as tares in Matthew chapter 13 from verse 24. We know that up to verse 30. They are planted by the devil. False prophets are also demons, physical agents that Satan uses. Praise the Lord. That is why in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, praise the Lord. From verse 2.
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means...
He went back to the Garden of Eden.
As the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety.
You see, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety.
So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus.
Another gospel.
Whom we have not preached. Or if you receive another spirit, which
you
have not
received.
Where are
they doing it? They are doing it in the church of Jesus Christ. That's where they are preaching.
Or another gospel which you have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
Hallelujah. False prophets are demons because they are physical agents of Satan. Balaam had 400 of them. Ahab had 400. Those 400 prophets of Ahab that were used to deceive Ahab to go and die, they were instruments, agents of Satan. Therefore, they are physical demons. Witches are physical demons because they are agents of Satan. Mami water agents are demons. Occult agents are demons. Priests of shrines are demons. Sorcerers and other mediums, familiar spirits, walking through them, they are demons. Physical, the one we are seeing. Every agent of Satan is a demon. Warmongers that stir up war to cause people to die. Every war, the person that started war started it in heaven, Satan. The agent of every war as a means of settling problem is a demon. Anyone that is seeking cessation by terrorism, by shedding blood, by violent means, what is he achieving? It's death. People are dying. The author of it is Satan. The agents that promote it are demons. Are demons. And all those who kill during war, you're a demon. They're all demons. Everyone that promotes violence, including you, that will carry knife and kill your boyfriend in a hotel. You are a demon. You are a demon. If you ever allow yourself to be used to make any human being to cry, to suffer, you are a demon. Because it is not you doing it. It is not you doing it. It's a spirit that is using you as an agent. Because Satan cannot do anything until there is an agent. God himself cannot do anything until there is an agent. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And these agents include gossips. Every gossiper, you are a demon. Every thief, every robber, armed or unarmed, you are a demon. And hallelujah, every immoral person and those who promote it, hallelujah, you are demons. When you see a woman dress and expose her parts and is moving, she's not the one doing it. It is a spirit that is pushing her to cause immorality. Brother, when you see that woman coming, an agent of devil is coming, run for your life. Hallelujah. When you see a woman luring you to sleep with her, or a man luring you to sleep with him, he is a demon. He did it in the Garden of Eden. She's not the one dressing like that. It is a spirit that told her to go to Taylor, dress like this and cut here like this and put a bra that will push it up and tear here so the tear will pop out. You know where they are going? They are going to the prophet's office for counseling. Immorality. Praise the Lord. You see that they are removing the women clothing, removing the women clothing. Small. They went to the church. Small. You know when he wants to do it, you know he disguises an angel of light. No, it doesn't matter. You look beautiful. You look cute. Amen. He went to the church and made them Pentecostal churches. It's only Pentecostal church you see this thing happening. They removed their scarf. They removed scarf from their head. Now, it's only after Pentecostals came up. You will not see that in Baptist church, in Methodist church, Presbyterian church. You will see it even in Catholic church. Women will sit down there, cover their head. That was pre-Pentecost. But as soon as Azusa Street Revival came up, the Bible says he caught all manner of things. Since everybody had Satan smuggled in and deceived the people with anointing, and then they don't know that those were demons disguising themselves as angel of light to preach another gospel. And his aim is to naked them. And he started small. Satan will never do it at once. Everybody, they will know that they will not do it. He'll do it small. He will try one, it's accepted. Try the other one, it's accepted. Try it. He first removed the scarf. Then the next thing is you started seeing women wearing sleeveless cloth. So that they go to church, lift up your hands, and worship the Lord. When you lift up, Some of them don't even wear brassiere. So that when they lift up, through that sleeveless cloth, you can see their breasts from under. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The next thing that followed that was a cloth they called spaghetti. Oh, who remember that? Spaghetti. They will wear shimmy. Eh? With one, just one rope that hang it. Very loose. They call it spaghetti. The next thing Satan did was he removed underwear shimmy. Up to now, men are wearing singlets. But women don't wear underwear anymore. No shimmy. After they remove shimmy, the reason is they are now going to wear a cloth that will show their stomach. They will now wear a blouse and the stomach is there. Lift up your hands and worship. The whole back, the whole of the back will be open. The whole of the back, no brazier, the whole of the back will be open. And you know where they dress to go? They don't dress to go to office like that. They only dress to go to church because it is an antichrist spirit. The target are Christians. You who dress like that, you are a demon. And there are many demons in the churches. You are a demon. No normal human being. I remember, every cloth a woman dresses is to catch attention. Yes, and there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong to display your beauty. But why will you be seductive? When you know the Bible says if a man looketh unto a woman and lust in his heart, he's already guilty of fornication, guilty of adultery. You know it. You want to send all the men in the church to hell. Then you dress. And thank God for this church. We separate the men from you. Separate the men from you. You are a demon and you may not know it. If you are not, then stop it. Immorality. Agents of immorality. And now, look at what they do with social media. Don't you look at any brother or any sister here and conclude that he is a believer. Eh? Go to their Facebook and see the pictures they post there. And see the things they say there. Then you will soon know that that brother, that sister you are saying brother is actually a demon. You are saying is a brother. Praise the Lord. And if you are a gifted brother, a gifted sister, and you are in the business of breaking relationships, breaking marriages, when the Bible said the two shall be one, when Bible says God hates putting away, and you are there, directly or indirectly, breaking relationships. You are breaking relationships. You are a demon and you don't know it. You see your gift. If you are a woman and you marry a man and you cause him to be separated from his relations, you are a demon. The family was one until after he married you. You are advising your husband against his father, against his mother, against his relation. You are telling your wife, your husband, that he hates your father hates you. Your father doesn't like you. You know the ministry you are doing. Is that building or scattering? Who is in the business of scattering? Sister, you are a demon. Demon. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because some women are witches. They have control so much over their husband. If they tell their husband, sit down, they will sit down. Stand up, they will stand up. Don't go out. Yes, ma'am. I know a brother in this church before that married. When that demon in the wife begin to operate, when the woman stands up, he will kneel down. Please, mommy. Please, mommy. Please, mommy. Please, mommy. In this church. He's no more here. And he left here by the order of that wife. He married a demon. Brother, you will not marry a demon in the name of Jesus. Sister, you will not marry a demon in the name of Jesus. We are looking at demonology. Physical demons. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Including liars. So. You see, it's very easy to know. Hallelujah. Very easy. And I've come across such people. When they should not lie, they will still lie. When there is no need for the lie, they will still lie. There is no need for the lie. They still lie. Inside of them is just lie, 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 lie. Hallelujah. William Branham said he's more comfortable with a drunkard than with a liar. Because a liar will make you believe him or her, and then you will follow and follow and follow and follow and follow and go to hell. But a drunkard, nobody will take a drunkard seriously because a drunkard doesn't lie. If you see him go to chase your wife, Oyi, and then he said, nah, when they catch and finish, he said, nah, drink, nah, lie. That drink only brought out what is in his heart before. The drink anointed him. Then he now went, he had boldness to go. Praise the Lord. So a drunkard is more truthful. It's better to stay with him if you're having the option than to stay with a liar. Liar. I have come across people that when I ask you, where are you? And you say, you are at Ijesha. I have to confirm that you are truly in Ijesha because he may actually be at Ikeja. I'm telling you, people I have known. And when I find out, I usually don't confront them. I will just say, I'm only trying to know where you are. You are not at Ijesha. You are at Ikeja. Simple. Okay, if you say you are in Ijesha, then I take off to come so that I will see you at Ijesha. And when I come, I don't meet you. What else will you tell me? They will form another lie. Oh, immediately I told you, I was transported in the spirit to Ikeja. Praise the Lord. Liars. Hallelujah. Listen, church. We are looking at these physical demons. And this are some of the demons. If you are guilty of this, amen, you are only an agent of a Satan, and especially when it has to do with the lives of other people. That's what you see in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and verse 10.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators.
Now listen now, see them, because these are the devices of Satan to destroy people and send them to hell.
Neither fornicators.
Fornicators.
Nor idolaters.
Idol worshippers.
Nor adulterers. Nor effeminate.
Listen to them.
Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Nor thieves. Nor covetous. Nor drunkards. Nor revilers. Nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Praise the Lord. So take note of that and make sure these demons are not controlling your life. Now we also have the spiritual demons. What are these spiritual demons? They are the ones that attack us spiritually. Now, that is, they are attacks by spirits that only the person that is being attacked sees them. Any other person around does not see them. Sometimes it is in dreams. They throw something at you, and when you wake up, you begin to see the effect of what they did against you. Those are spiritual demons. I have a brother, for instance, one time, so many years ago, it was early in the morning, he left one village to come to another village on his way. When he came, I was there, I was very young, very small then, I think maybe 7 years old or so. And then he came, he was shaking and shaking of fever. They made a big fire, put all the heat, the fire, like they covered with blanket, covered, he was just shaking. Talk, he could not talk. Until they went and brought the people that specialized in that type of thing. And when he recovered, he said he passed a demon, a spirit, on the way. And that spirit projected something on him. And many of you here, in one way or the other, you have seen some of these spirits moving up and down. Yes. At one time, I was lying down in the room, personal experience. I was lying down in the room so many years back. And all of a sudden, the door opened and something like a shadow entered, passed me, marched on the bed. I was not sleeping. I went to the end of the room and stood there. It was then I knew, this must be a demon. And I rained fire on it, it disappeared. They are spiritual demons, spirits. This one, they are not using any physical agent. They are using spiritual agents. I told you one time I was in a program in Europe, specifically in France, some years back. And after the first day, I was lying down, and suddenly my eyes were open. God just opened my eyes. I was seeing it. He was walking towards my bed to maybe attack me, of course. That's what he must come for. And when I opened my eyes, I saw him, he stopped. And I had to tell him. I spoke to him. This was no dream. This was life. I was seeing him. He was seeing me. Did you meet me inside here with a woman? Did I come here to look for money? Did I come to sell anything? What gives you the confidence to come here and attack me? Come on, get out. He just disappeared. It was a demon. Praise the Lord. Throughout my life as an unbeliever until I gave my life to Christ, every time I sleep, something will come and press me. Some of you experience that. Who has ever experienced it? It's a demon sent. You will lose your breath. You'll be fighting with it. Then you manage to say, Jesus, it will leave you. It's a demon tormenting you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just see a breeze that will just come and hit you. Yes, now. Hallelujah. I know of a driver that was driving. He was driving a public bus. All of a sudden, he was battling. Stop it. What is this? When he managed to stop the car, He said there was a hand that was trying to turn the steering to the bush. But nobody saw it. Everybody in the bus saw him struggling and shouting, what is this? Stop it. When they stopped, finished, the man stopped. He was shaking throughout. He could not drive the motor again. That was a demon sent to cause accident. You have heard of people having hallucinations. Things will be appearing to them and scaring them. They call it depression. They say when you reach that stage, your body will be creating things for you that scare you. It's not your body creating anything. It's demons that are tormenting you. But medical science has no explanation other than to say hallucinations or depression. They say from there, you may enter madness and go to psychiatric hospital. Every spirit of madness is a demon that is tormenting you. And only the person affected will know it. Praise the Lord. Mary had 7 demons that were living inside of her. The madman at Gadara had legion. A whole battalion of demons were inside of him. Praise the Lord. Those are physical and spiritual demons. And they are all out to attack us.